My name is Simon Cox. The date is the 19th of September 2009, and the time is 10 past 11 in the evening. I'm interviewing on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. Can I firstly ask you to say your name, age, and where you've come from today?
Okay, my name's Vicky Attridge. I'm 19 and I'm from Harwich.
How long have you lived in Harwich for?
All of my life. Yeah, I've lived there, yeah, since I was first born.
And how big is Harwich?
It's a tiny little town full of old people and chavs.
Do you like it there?
I always say no because of the way people are there, but I can imagine myself, if I do move away one day, then I'll move back there to die. Is that a weird thing to say? Probably because I enjoy it. It's by the sea. I live right next to the sea, so it's good.
And what are you doing at the moment?
Just finished college. Yeah, I was doing art and design up in Colchester College, and I'm not doing that anymore, so job searching.
And what particular job are you looking for?
I would love to be a tattooist, but a care worker would be really cool. Or working with younger children, that would be good as well. Because I did health and social care, child development and art most of my life through school and through college. So I've got good grades for them.
And what do you think got you into art in the first place?
I'm not sure really. I just liked drawing the whole time when I was young. And I never used to like using a rubber at all. I would get in a big stress if I'd done something wrong, and I'd screw it up, scream, and probably chuck it across the floor. Yeah, and start again. But I like rubbers now, they're fine.
And what did you used to draw? What do you draw now?
I'm more into the kind of tattoo thing, so it's probably all the lovey-dovey hearts and things like that. There's not a certain thing. I'm getting better at drawing people's faces, though, so that's good.
Do you have any tattoos yourself?
Yeah, I have three.
Do you mind describing them for us?
I have one on my wrist that says, "Forever's just a lifetime and that's not long enough." That means if someone says, "I love you forever," forever's only a lifetime and you don't live for very long. And that is a like some song lyrics from a song my ex-fiance wrote about me. I've got one on my back that is me and my best friend. My best friend's going to get it done. I got mine done about 4 years ago. And it's a heart that turns into a guitar. And I've got one on my foot, which is a cupcake. And that signifies the end of my teenage years with all the good things I like little stars and things like that on it.
And what particularly attracted to you about tattoos?
I don't know. It's mainly because I love art, and you can walk around with it on your skin. So I have a lot of tattoos planned, and I can't wait to get more.
Do you find there's any prejudice about tattoos?
There is, but I once saw a quote somewhere in a tattoo book saying that art is usually hung in white, hushed galleries, whereas artwork is living on a living, breathing thing that gets to walk around and show the art off, and that's a really cool way of seeing art.
So what do you think about the One Another project then?
I think it's pretty amazing because I studied Anthony Gormley during my time at Colchester College, and for about 3-4 years in my other school and college that I went to as well. He was one of the main artists we always had to research, so I thought it would be really cool to do it. And I don't know, I think it's really good that he's got the public involved in it as well. It's something really different.
What do you think the public adds to an art event?
A lot of difference, because Anthony Gormley could come up with one idea, whereas these 2,400 people, they all get their own idea and they can get their own time to express themselves for an hour, which I find is really cool.
And what do you want to do with your hour?
With my hour? I want to take some pictures, and because I love lights and skylines and anything really pretty, but also because I've been feeling down recently, mainly because I never sleep. I'm like an owl, and so all my worries or any of my bad thoughts, I'm going to write one on each piece of paper, screw it up and chuck it away. And so hopefully, because I'm chucking them away, then they'll be gone forever and I feel better about myself. That's the plan.
Do you think there's a particular reason for you not sleeping at the moment?
Oh, I don't know. It's nearly been a year. I sleep maybe a couple of hours a week, if that, or a week and a half. I've been awake for 70-something hours so far.
And how do you find that affects you?
That's just normal now. Probably moods. My mood swings and I get into big humps all the time. I need to start sleeping. I do try. Sometimes. It's the internet's more important. I've got addicted to watching the videos of this One Another project. I've really got addicted to it.
And what else do you do when you're not sleeping, if you're not looking at the webcam?
Probably speaking to my friends on Facebook, or spending time with my family or my little dog, trying to train her at the moment with the whole simple paw thing and things like that. She can be my own little project.
You just mentioned your family. Do you mind describing them for us?
Oh, my family, very dysfunctional. Everyone hates each other, but they're lovely. They really are. I've got 3 younger sisters and a little baby brother as well. I live on my own, haven't lived with my family for a while. And I spend a lot of my time around my auntie's house. And I've got like one nan and she does everything for me. She's spoilt me through my whole life. She does so much for me and she doesn't understand that I do appreciate her. I've never managed to show her that I actually appreciate her, because she gets a bit funny about things and she's like, oh, you don't care. And I'm like, I really do. I need to find a way to show her.
How would you like to show that you really care for her?
She's asked me to do a painting for her, but when I do paintings, I hate to get rid of them if I like them, because it's my one and only piece of art that, you know, like a different kind of thing. And so I get a bit weird and uptight about that. But I was thinking about doing something on the plinth, so my nan would be like, I love you. And yeah, hopefully she would understand, because she brought me a car as a present the other a couple of weeks ago. And so that was a bit of a surprise.
Who would you say you were closest to in your family?
My little sister, probably. Yeah, my little sister. But if I need to talk to somebody, it's my auntie. I can tell my auntie anything. She's there, like, because I help her with her problems and she helps me with mine. So somewhere to go and chill out. It's nice.
And what are your thoughts about family in general?
Family? I don't know. They say the 21st century is built out of your friends, don't they? You can't choose your family, but you can choose your friends, and your friends are more like your family. But I don't know, I wish my family were closer together. It was since my uncle died that everyone just split up and everything. So yeah, it's a bit of a dysfunctional one, and I wish everyone got along. I'm going to have to tie them up one day, just all together, and be like, just talk, please.
What do you think that is a fundamental problem?
I don't know, stubbornness. We're all like each other. Very stubborn.
We also want to know a bit more about you outside of your work. And so I'm going to ask you, what are your interests?
My interests? I absolutely love listening to music. Music makes my day. I have to listen to music to go everywhere and anywhere with me. And sometimes like lyrics can sort of show you around your life kind of thing, so you can understand things better. I'm doing driving lessons at the moment. I really, really enjoying them. I love swimming. I love going to live concerts and gigs and that, and seeing my friends, just having like a chill out session. Like we have like a bottle of wine and I make dinner for my friends and that, and they absolutely love it, because we always get Chinese in. It makes us really ill, and then I cook and it's perfect. So I'm not blowing my own trumpet, but everyone prefers my cooking.
What do you like to cook?
Oh, my best thing that I can make from scratch would have to be steak pie. I'm really amazing at making steak pie. Like all my guy mates say, it's the way to their heart. But I like anything, but my favourite food has got to be pasta, and I'm addicted to tuna as well. I can sit there and eat like about 4 tins of tuna in a day, probably more, and I'll just sit there and eat it out of the tin. I have this weird thing, but it's good because fish is really good for you. So.
you just mentioned incredible love for music. What particular kind of music?
It used to be all the rock kind of stuff, but then I got a new group of friends, and then we used to go down like to pubs and that, and just go and dance. And I've got into anything that can make me smile, or something I can sing along to, something you can sing along to, or like something like Newton Faulkner if I'm going to bed, or like sitting there with some of my friends just talking. That is really good to have on in the background because it's really chilling music. And got good lyrics as well, because he's got a song set and it says people should smile more. People should definitely smile more. I smile all the time. I think too much sometimes, but it's a good thing because so many people are really angry in this world.
So how would you like to make the world happier and smile more?
I've always said that I, in my own world, I would love, like, you know how lampposts come out of the ground? I would love, like, something that looked like a lamppost, but on the top is a big speaker, and then there's music playing day and night, really, really loud. I probably not many people would like that, but I know that would cheer me up. And I don't know, if I had enough money, I'd go around the whole world and help people. I would love to just visit the world, help build schools and help things. I'd love to. It's just money is like, I don't know, it's, we're in a big game of Monopoly. That's how I see it as. We're all in a, yeah, in a Monopoly game.
And where are you in this Monopoly game at the moment?
Oh my God, probably in jail, because in jail, you're away from everybody. You haven't got no money. And you kind of set, and you're away from everybody, and that's how I set myself. I just sit there on my own, just staring sometimes. Probably because I find something really amazing. I find little things amazing. It's probably because it's the art inside me. Because I went to a college for a year, and they taught me that art could be just taking your clothes off and chucking it on the floor, and art is absolutely anything. And so loads of things amaze me.
What has recently amazed you?
When just before I walked into here, there was the fountains with the lights. I loved that. It was really nice. And just before that, it started raining, and I was like, if it's really, really raining. Oh, and there was lightning as well. I love thunderstorms. So literally, if there's a thunderstorm when I was up there, I would be dancing. I'd be dancing in the rain. I love the rain too much.
You talked about going around the world. Have you been able to travel?
Oh no, I'd love to. I've been to Florida twice. Holland, just normal places like that. But I don't know, I'd love to go to Australia because I want to meet my friend. I've been friends with him for 6 years now. I'd love to meet him, and my friends have moved to Australia and some have moved to America, so it'd be good to see all my friends. But I would also like to go to the outback of places as well. I want to see more skylines and everything. I love those. But like animals, like seeing different animals, but helping people that are less privileged than us, that would be really, really good to do something like that, because it's like, it gives you a bit of self-worth as well, because you've achieved something. I always feel like I need to kick up the bum sometimes. I just lose everything inside me, and that's the reason with tattoos, I'm gonna have everything that inspires me tattooed across my back, so if I ever forget myself one day, I'll just look in the mirror and be like, there it is. Because there's days I'll lose myself too much. I need to get myself back on track and happy, and I need to get that kick up the bum.
Why do you think you lose yourself?
Oh, I don't know, it's one of those things, like if you skip college for one day, then the next day you can't really be bothered. So if I seclude myself from somebody or some of my friends or family for like one day, then I'll end up doing that for quite a while, and I shouldn't do that at all. I know the rights and wrongs and stuff, and it's just that I don't listen to it sometimes.
You seem very aware of it.
Yeah, I am. That's pretty good. I'm aware of it. That means if I'm aware that I can eventually do something about it.
Do you find lots of your friends have the same problem?
No. I texted my friend earlier because she's staying up in London. And I just said, oh, I miss you. Hurry up and come back so I can see you. Because whenever she's round, we'll sit there on my balcony with some 80s music or 90s music, sitting there, and we'll be laughing and joking and singing. And my friends really bring me back to the real me. And when I'm with my friends, just, it's absolutely amazing. And as soon as my friends leave or something like that, I'm just back to the, I'm bored now kind of thing. It's really weird. I'm only myself when I'm with my friends.
Do you find it hard to be alone?
Yeah, sometimes. I have, like, my friends said that they could play Mario Kart in their heads, and they said they'll teach me how to, like, so I can entertain myself in my head, and I haven't quite mastered that yet. But I need to learn how to entertain myself. But recently, I've been doing it just by drawing, because I've been doing, like, designs for my new tattoos that I'm getting and that, so I'm keeping my head focused on something.
You mentioned the lyrics on your wrist.
Yeah.
And you mentioned the next fiancé.
Yeah, next fiancé.
Do you mind talking about that?
Oh, no. I don't mind. Yeah, we split up about a year ago. We were together for a year and a half. We were talking, but now we're not. I don't know. I thought that was real love, but I don't think it is. I'm gonna live my life like the movies. I'm gonna be like, yeah, what the movies say it's like. That's what I'm gonna wait for.
And how did it feel when you were with him?
Oh, amazing. I was so happy all the time. I don't do arguments now. We never had any arguments apart from the day we split up. But yeah, overall it was really, really good. But it went from he wanted to spend time with me all of the time, and because I got used to it, as soon as he wanted to break off, I was like, no, I don't want you doing that and stuff. So yeah, I always warn people, like, from first off now, it's just like, go and spend time with your friends, don't spend time all the time with me. It just turns out bad.
Are you currently in a relationship?
No. Not at all. My friend asked me the other day if I was a lesbian, and I said no. She was like, it's been ages since you've had a boyfriend. I was like, I know, I'm waiting.
And as you know, this project's all about getting a portrayal of modern Britain at this time. So I'm going to ask if you can sort of paint a picture of yourself at this moment in your life.
Yeah, I just had like one in my head and I was like, Vicky, you can't say that. I don't know. I could imagine me in like a really small black space on my own, but right above me, but now it's getting closer, is this light and glitter. I love glitter and sparkly things. So yeah, there's plenty of glitter everywhere, and it's just, I've just got to climb up through that little black hole to get there. That's me. But I look quite nice in the painting. I don't look all like dirty and scabby and stuff. Yeah, I've obviously had my makeup and everything ready to get out there into the world.
And how do you think you're going to get out into the world?
By getting that kick up the bum. I don't know, just find a little bit of happiness in me. My friends always say that I look to, for God, like the guys that I end up going out with are the ones that make me my happiest and make me me. So yeah, as soon as I find a boyfriend, I'll just be like out there. They always end up giving me confidence and they kick up the bum that I need, kind of thing, because I go more places. Even if it's just a walk down the beach, it's nice. So it's the things that don't, it's like everyone thinks, oh yeah, money, money, money. And yeah, you do need money to travel, which I would love in that. But when you don't have money, it's the small things that cost nothing or hardly anything that actually really mean a lot. And all my friends are like, no, I don't get you.
And what are your hopes and or fears or expectations of spending an hour on the plinth?
I was really scared, but now, because I thought I was going to go up there, because I really wasn't feeling it today. I just sat there crying at one point, I don't even know why, and I thought I'm going to go up there in a right hump, but I think I'm going to go up there and just be really cheerful and happy, and it's a once in a lifetime thing, so I'm going to make the most of it, definitely. I'm going to try my hardest to, you know, entertain and just be me as well.
Do you think it's important to entertain?
No, if people come in my flat, then yeah, I don't want them just sitting there being bored, you know, I'll shove on someone on the TV or put some music on. My friend said that to me the other day. She said that it's so good when I come around yours because I never have the TV on. I basically never do unless we're sitting down and she wants to watch it. It's always music so we can just sing along and be happy. You always find something to do, but yeah, it's entertaining if it's at my house. But no, if you're in a big group and that, you just all get along and stuff.